Hello. Before we begin Lesson 3, What's Your Journey, let's talk about yesterday's conversation about knowing what you want. What questions do you have? What clarity have you been able to create? What is it that you want to experience for your life? What would be your most important outcome for this week? What could you do this week to begin moving you forward in the direction of your dreams? Keep that out in front of you as it will guide you to making your dreams come true. So as we begin Lesson 3, talking about what's your journey, Louise Hay shares with us, self-approval and self-acceptance in the now are the main keys to positive changes in every area of our lives. So what an amazing journey you've had with your life. Do you understand how absolutely remarkable it has been how you survived and maneuvered everything that you have? Think of all the choices that you've made. Think of all the blessings you've created in your life. Think of how you jockeyed your way through some minefields, and you did it. You're amazing. You are here. Have you thought about all the tools and resources it took to get you through these experiences? It blows me away to think about how you've made it through all of life's peaks and valleys, how resilient you are, and maybe you did it all without knowing that you were creating your life. You might have lived in reaction to the external world. Your decisions might have been based on wanting others' approval and attention, whether that might have been playing the good girl or the bad girl role. You might have been mimicking what you'd seen without any thought about how it benefits the life you desire. I'm in awe you do as well as you do with your lives. Your entire journey brought you here, closer to your divine essence. You have inside of you a magnificent life in which you're here to discover. The journey to your higher self is discovering what that is for you by listening to the wisdom that resides within you. It's about knowing what you're here to share and removing the rest. First, you have to know what your journey has been and the significance of how you've lived. By becoming conscious how you've interacted with the world and how each situation, you will find some great pieces of your puzzle of life. This information is valuable to help you know what's important to you and what's not. You want to know what will help you as you begin making choices in alignment with your desires. For instance, like our lesson yesterday on vision, if you want to be known as kind, this is the time to begin aligning your actions and the way you do life with kindness. Everything you do should radiate with kindness. Have you created your vision? Well, take the time to do this. This is your life. I would venture to say that some of you have been guided by some beliefs, thoughts, and assumptions, and a framework that you probably didn't even know existed. This self-discovery is the center of real peace and empowerment. Once you've gone through the process of shedding layers and layers of that which are no longer you, you're closer to living the life of your dreams. The releasing is so freeing. This lesson will have you look at what your journey has been and how it brought you to where you are today. You'll begin expanding your understanding of why you do what you do. If you're like me, I was totally unaware what I was creating my future. I was busy doing, working hard, and juggling all the parts of my life. I was trying to shut out all the chatter in my head that was incessantly judging me to be more. I didn't know there was a higher purpose or that I was able to create my life with God. I noticed I was worn out. The good part is it finally got my attention. In the outer world, I had made it. I had a lawyer husband, two gorgeous, healthy kids, a big house we just built like we wanted in the right neighborhood, a great job, great friends, family. But inside, something wasn't right. I was in turmoil. Years and years of obsession with trying to be the perfect wife, mother, employee, and person. I was doing this for my husband or doing that for my kids and engulfed with my work, never a moment to spare. Instead of appreciating how blessed I was frustrated I could never do enough. I was over the edge, blaming others, angry and stressed out. Guess who that was that I couldn't do enough for? Yep, me. But that took years of learning about myself to know that. I learned that I created all these meanings for how life was to be, how I was supposed to be, so I would be loved and accepted. I tried to live up to them, but it was an endless cycle of never being enough. I put all those expectations and standards of how things needed to be done on myself and others. I didn't realize it. I did all that trying to be somebody, trying to be important, trying to be noticed and loved by others. All of this was unconscious, but I knew I was driven. I didn't understand why I was driven. It made sense later when I explored and discovered. It's the underlying messages that need to come up so you can live your life for you and your vision and dreams, not by trying to please someone else or do as others want you to do. I learned I could never be satisfied when my measurement was by some outside measures. I realized my life was being lived from external standards. I was chasing the American dream. I was living a materialistic world in which there is never enough stuff to satisfy my drive. I lost myself by trying to be superwoman. By my standards of what living a good life was, I thought I was doing it. I thought by being busy beyond capability, I'd be important. I'd be valued for all my accomplishments. Until I realized there's always someone with a better job, a bigger house, someone who looks sexier than I did, and the list goes on and on. That's the point. It goes on and on to get your attention. You soon realize it is possible to live your life in blah by going through the motions of working, accomplishing, doing, but never really enjoying life. Too often, this is where many people are, living 1 year 50 times. It wasn't until my divorce that I began the process of waking up to living life from the inside out by living for my true north. I found me. I found my purpose and meaning to life. I learned that it's not what you do, but who you are that allows you to discover a newfound freedom. It's knowing what I wanted and knowing what I was creating. It was getting the tools, knowledge, and resources that helped change my life. To find peace in my head and life. I was excited. I was empowered that I could create the life of my dreams after I cleared away the debris. It all helped me to create a more joyful, loving, abundant life. It was a lot of work about getting clear and getting honest and accepting responsibility for all of my life. It was all needed to propel me to where I am today, to be closer to my most loving self. What's happening for you? What's your story? It's not what happens to you in life, but the story that you keep telling about it. Your story defines you. Is it what you want? What are you getting from telling that story over and over, especially if it's not helping you make your dreams come true? There is a payoff for you, or you wouldn't keep doing it. You are where you are because of your thoughts, feelings, and meaning that you've given what you've experienced in life. Who are you? Who are you trying to be? Who have you become? What are you noticing about how your life is operating? What direction has your life taken? If you want something else, you have to be committed to living that life fully. Where are your interests? Are you fulfilling those, or have you put those aside? Are you feeling angry, frustrated, unworthy? Has tragedy altered your life and called you to a greater understanding of what life is about? Well, I'm glad you're here. In order to create the compelling vision you desire for your future, it's time to see how the seeds you have sown are working for you and are aligning with what you want. Your future is created by your past. The future is based on your past and present thoughts, words, and actions. Is it what you want? So let's take some time to reflect on your journey. Take some time to look at your life. What beliefs, justification, and excuses are guiding your decisions? Do you know? We'll go into depth into these concepts in a few days. Right now, we want to keep focusing on what you want based on where you are. Take some time to go through the decades of your life to help piece together your journey and what's guiding you. Maybe have a pen or piece of paper to write down what pops up for you. Each decade of your life brought different opportunities and purposes. Think about what are your highlights, what are the turning points, are there patterns that you see? All this information is a gold mine for discovering your best life and making your dreams come true. It shapes who you are today and where you want to go. It takes time to dig. You've been given the gift of these life experiences so that you can create the life you desire. These experiences have impacted you. They have gifts that only you can share. If you're willing to do the reflective work, you'll find answers to fulfill your life and have greater meaning in it. You'll find what's important to you to take into your future. Let's go through the adult decades of your life. The 20s are often the time when we first break away from our families and the rules and expectations that they hold for you. This can be a time of risky behaviors and breaking away from your family and their values. What was it you were escaping to or from? Pay attention to the beliefs or rituals you were running from. They could have some strong holds on you today. The 30s become the decades of building your careers and possibly creating a family. A whole lot of responsibility is added to your life. You start seeing life isn't all it was cracked up to be. You begin questioning a lot about how life is. What happened for you during this decade? Do you feel you made it or not so much? Are you giving up? What's that pressure like? The 40s tend to be midlife crisis period, wondering, is this all there is to life? It used to be fun, but now it's all responsibility. You start questioning more about life. What are your questions that you got seeking more? The 50s, life starts settling down. You could be becoming empty nesters. Are you too settled into life with the same old thing in life, with not much joy and zest happening for you? It's a time that allows you to think about your future. What will you do now? The 60s are usually the time to retire, to be free of responsibilities, of career, of any family, to recreate the life you desire and to live more fully. So what are you going to do with the rest of your life? Life is longer than it used to be. How is your life defined now that your roles have changed? Are you still living? So take some time to honor your journey, where you've been. Watch this movie of your life without judgment. Be the observer of your life. Be gentle and kind to yourself, as it's easier to open up to the wisdom and the truth that you need to hear. It's filled with gold and direction for you. Go through each decade and see the meaning of each decade and how your life paralleled it and how it impacted you. Allow yourself to step back and think about each of these decades and who you were. What was the significance of the part of that journey, of that part of your journey? And then how does it all come together for you? You are here to become you, to fulfill your God-given purpose in life. You will never become what you're meant to be until you're honest with yourself and enjoy how you've traveled life. As you experience life, you can add layers of negative emotions and feelings that form hardness to you. What is that for you? Are you ready to let that go and open up to the possibilities of life? What decades created that? Can you see where it began and how you keep adding to it? As Johnny Martin told me, he needed a chisel to break the ice to my heart. I was ready, but I realized I had a lot of layers to go through to have my heart open to the life that I dreamed I would live. What are you denying or hiding? Where's the gap from where you are living to where you want to be? Where is a little spot you feel some opening and willingness to begin to unfold the greatest, grandest version of you today? What messages are you hearing that have driven your life? I'm not good enough was the strongest one for me. You can't move on until you've learned all there is for you to know with these situations. Why do you miss the meaning or opportunity to grow? For me, I saw I was driven by the need to be right to prove myself. What are some reoccurring lessons in your life? When you refuse to learn the lesson, you resist, deny, and suffer. You'll keep getting the lesson in different forms until you find the wisdom for your evolution. Where is that happening in your life? What pains do you have in your body and mind? There is important information there. Where could you look deeper and find the meaning in those situations? You grow to your higher self as you allow the lessons to be learned and integrated in your life. There's some powerful insights for you if you're willing to dig through the outer happenings. You can discover what's needed by looking at your beliefs, patterns of living, resistance, hurts, resentments. What do you need to hear? An important part of making your dreams come true is to know everything about you and still be able to love and accept yourself as the magnificent being you are. The transformation happens when you love yourself, including the past and present you. That will allow you to be the brilliant person you were created to be. Do you love yourself? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, where are you on loving yourself? Where are you holding back your love? How are you acknowledging yourself? What gets in the way of loving or acknowledging yourself? Did you even know the importance of loving yourself? Have you been taught that it's selfish and wrong to think about yourself? You can only give what you have. If you're joyful, you can give that. If you love yourself, you can share love. If you're negative, that's what you give. What I've learned is that loving and accepting first begins with me. I had to, and still do, forgive myself for any transgressions I've made and work to remove the guilt and shame I feel. I must love and accept what I consider the wrong in me, the imperfect parts of me, as well as the parts I deem good. Because then and only then can I be more open, loving, and accepting of others and bring that to the world. What's your journey with loving yourself? Do you think you have to be a certain way to be loved? What would it take for you to begin healing any feelings you hold against yourself? Can you stand in front of a mirror and look into your eyes and say, I love you? For me, it would be Dottie. Do it each day for 30 days. It does get easier. And then notice when it does get easier. Why is it hard? Why is it uncomfortable? You are the most valuable person in your life. You were created for great things. What will it take for you to know that and see that? Start where you are today. Remember, the past is gone. It happened. It's part of your life. And that there isn't anything you can do to undo it, even if you wished it were different. You came here to explore and express your unique self. David Simon says, when you expand your awareness and core beliefs about what you deserve, you're able to let go of non-nurturing behaviors and make choices that bring you greater joy, peace, and love. The world is meant to be a mirror for you to know what your desires are. You did the best you could in the life of your past. It's not meant to be the judge of your life. Your life is a journey of adventures to help you discover your greatest, grandest self. What are you proud of on your journey? What have been some of the hardest lessons? Just because you don't like it doesn't mean it didn't happen. It's all part of your life. When you know better, you do better. Your job is to see past your own thoughts about your limitations. Find the gifts in all that has happened. See how all these events have come together to make meaning for your life. It's allowed you to be the greater version of you. When you honor life and not make events wrong or bad, it frees you to greater possibilities for your life. It's time to bring forth the future calling you as you love and accept the divine being you are with all your experiences in life. Lighten up, play, and have fun with it all. You can create something new. You have the power and the know-how. Ram Dass says, healing does not mean going back to the way things was, but rather allowing what is now to make us closer to God. So the affirmation for today is, I honor myself and see how courageous I've been to venture through life. It's amazing, isn't it? The action steps for this lesson, the first one is, one of the steps in transformation is to love yourself and allow yourself to be the brilliant person you were created to be. On the scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, where are you on loving yourself? How are you on acknowledging yourself? Then take some steps to begin acknowledging yourself. What gets in the way of loving or acknowledging yourself? Are you ashamed or feel guilty about your past? Have you been taught that it's selfish and wrong to think about that? Have you been taught it's bragging when you share your brilliance? Write out one thing that you can do each day to love and accept yourself more. Write out one way you can share your light with others. Then the second action step is to take some time to go through the decades of your life to help piece together your journey and what's guiding you. Each decade of your life brought different opportunities and purposes. So what are your highlights, the turning points? Are there patterns that you see? All of this information is a gold mine for you discovering your best life and making your dreams come true. How does it all piece together for you? What can you use to bring it forward to creating your dreams? What can you let go of that no longer need as you move forward? Take some time to journal about your journey of life. Lesson 4 will be about becoming conscious. And so I hope you really take time to reflect on your life through the decades and the meaning it brings to making your dreams come true. It's an important part as you really are making the life of your dreams. Thank you, and I'll talk to you again on Lesson 4.